Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 649. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done when Jesus told us not to do that. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news, if you will. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming again. That is guaranteed. You need to get ready. First, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Israel National News, Palestinian Authority Chairman Mahmoud Abbas said on Wednesday he would be against a new Israeli government led by Benjamin Netanyahu. "Our position against Netanyahu," Abbas said during a visit to Oslo when questioned over his preferences for a new Israeli government. The comments came after Netanyahu and blue and white chairman Benny Gantz remained deadlocked as votes in Tuesday's election were tallied. Earlier, the PA's foreign minister said they were prepared to engage in dialogue with any future Israeli leader. That is the Palestinian Authority's foreign minister said they were prepared to engage in dialogue with any future Israeli leader, whoever will be able to form a government. "We are ready to sit with them or with him or her in order to restart the negotiations." Riyad al-Maliki told reporters this recently. The peace process between Israel and the Palestinian Authority has been frozen since 2014, when Abbas breached the conditions of talks that were ongoing at the time by unilaterally joining international treaties and conventions. While the Palestinian Authority chairman claims he is ready to sit down for peace talks, he has continuously rejected Netanyahu's call to sit down for peace negotiations and has instead chosen to impose preconditions on talks. Second, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Times of Israel, Iran's foreign minister warned that any attack on his country over a drone and missile strike in Saudi Arabia's oil industry would result in all-out war, further pushing up tensions across the Persian Gulf. The comments by Mohammad Javad Zarif represent the starkest warning offered yet by Iran in a long summer of mysterious attacks and incidents following the collapse of Iran's nuclear deal with world powers over a year after U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew America from the accord. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have claimed the attack, but the U.S. alleges, as well as others, Iran carried out the assault. Zarif's comments also appeared to be in response to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who a day earlier, while traveling to Saudi Arabia, referred to the attack as an act of war. Asked what would be the consequence of a U.S. or Saudi strike, Zarif said, "All out war. We won't blink to defend our territory. I'm making a very serious statement that we don't want war. We don't want to engage in a military confrontation. We believe that we do not need war in this region. We believe that we need dialogue. We need cooperation. We need confidence building in this region." Third, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Jerusalem Post, a new German intelligence report from the state of Hesse outlined the Islamic Republic of Iran's efforts to obtain weapons of mass destruction during 2018, as well as illicit espionage activities inside Germany. Against this background of proliferation, weapons of mass destruction continued to be a powerful political instrument during the reporting period, which could shake the stability of an entire state structure in both regional and international crisis situations. The Hezhou is the, I'm told, the correct pronunciation, report noted on Wednesday. In particular, states such as Iran, North Korea, Pakistan, Syria attempted to acquire and redistribute such weapons in the context of proliferation. For example, by concealing transport routes via third countries. The intelligence agent said that foreign academics seek to obtain knowledge about the uranium enrichment process. According to the intelligence agency, visiting professors from states such as Iran, North Korea, and Pakistan are connected to proliferation conduct that is coordinated with intelligence services from those countries. Now, beloved, it is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. And please understand that the rapture of the church can take place at any moment. Our topic for today is titled The Prophet and the Messianic Prophecy, Part 1, from Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now in heaven with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinsons, who is still with us. They joined together to write a book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. The high aspirations of the Old Testament writers and their application of God-like characteristics to a coming prince, the Messiah, the Son of God, the Son of David, compel us to see one who is more than a mere man. He was called both the Son of David and the Son of God. The New Testament based its entire apologetic on the facts that Jesus was the Messiah predicted in the Old Testament, and that these predictions were conclusively fulfilled in Jesus' life. The New Testament recognizes the value of using predictive prophecy and its fulfillment as apologetic evidence to prove that Christianity is supernatural and credible. Lord willing, if the Lord tarries his coming, we will continue looking at messianic prophecy in our next podcast. In closing today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts. And speaking of tracts, gospel tracts, we need to pass out some today. And so, Lord, thank you for reminding me of that. But he called his writings regarding what we ought to be doing in the last days prophetic tracts. We would probably call these prophetic essays today, that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 9. J.C. Ryle says, in the third place, let us consider the particular times in which our lot is cast. The Apostle Paul tells us when he says, the night is far spent and the day is at hand. I believe these words mean that the last order of things has arrived. The last stage in the history of the church has come. The law and the prophets have done their work. The Messiah promised at the fall has appeared and provided a complete salvation. The last revelation of God's will has been made. The way of life has been laid open to all mankind. No further message from heaven to earth is to be expected before the end. No more books of Scripture are to be written. We have reached the last watch of the night. We have nothing to expect now but the sunrise and the morning. Beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to get ready and to stay ready and to keep our faith in you and the blessed hope, and help us to work while it is day, because nighttime cometh. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.